So Echolink is a app that works on a PC or a iPad or something like that, and it's using the internet to connect to the repeater. The last time I used it, I was on vacation in Texas and just wanted to test it out. And so I checked into a couple of nets while I was down in Texas up here in the Metro Detroit area. So it's just another means of communication, and you don't need it. WinLink is a very handy tool that's like an email tool for sending messages and documents over the airwaves. So it's it can be used like using Telnet, or you can hook it up to your radio and actually send it over the frequency that that you're on. So neither of them are 100% necessary for this weekend. So if you don't have them and you're not ready for them, that's okay. We're going to start at around 8 o'clock on this frequency, and just be just tune in, and we'll start up a net, and we'll give you the instructions. It's a simulated emergency test. It's a statewide thing, and the counties are kind of competing against each other. It's really, we're really competing against ourselves. We're trying to be better than we've been before, preparing for the emergency, trying to find out what we do right, what we do wrong, and then correcting those things that we don't do so well, so that when the real emergency happens, we are much better at what we're doing. There's not a lot to know or have to worry about, so you are welcome to join us at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning from 8 to noon or any time in between there. And so, Tim, if you would like to, I'm sorry, Chris, if you would like to, you are absolutely welcome to be in there. All right. We will now move on to John, KCHCRK. John, do you have any trepidations about the set this weekend?